NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Forbes. Iran is walking away from all the concessions it made in negotiating a new nuclear deal with the U.S. That's according to a senior U.S. official talking to reporters on Saturday, who said Iran is laying out new demands and pushing for compromises from other governments. The setback comes as the U.S. deals with tensions on multiple fronts abroad, from an escalating situation between Russia and Ukraine and tensions between China and Taiwan. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin will speak during a video conference call on Tuesday. That's the word from the Kremlin as tensions mount over a massive Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this week the U.S. has evidence that Russia is making plans for a large-scale attack on Ukraine. It's unclear whether Putin has made the final decision to go ahead with the invasion. President Biden has condemned Russia's actions. Secretary of State Blinken says any action taken by China to invade Taiwan would result in terrible consequences. He made those comments while speaking at the Reuters Next conference. Blinken said the U.S. is committed to assuring Taiwan has the means to defend itself from any Chinese invasion. He added he hopes China's leaders think very carefully about any move. And cops are looking for a gunman after two men were shot on a subway train early Saturday in Manhattan.
It was around 12:30 a.m. when the two victims got into an argument with another man on the platform at the 125th Street station near Lexington Avenue in Harlem. Police say all three men got on the southbound 4 train when it arrived. Shortly after, the suspect opened fire and struck a 21-year-old man in the arm and wounded a 22-year-old man in the stomach. Both were taken to Harlem Hospital and are expected to survive. The suspect got off at the next station and remains at large.
I'm Jim Forbes.